If you don't understand this trick, you will be easy to manipulate. It's been used by the government, by big corporations, and by the media to control public thought and behavior. This is how people use numbers that are technically true to make things sound way scarier or way safer than they actually are. Here's the trick. Absolute risk is the real chance of something happening. Think about a jar with 10,000 marbles in it and only one of them is red. Your chance of picking the red marble is 1 in 10,000. That's the absolute risk. Now, relative risk compares two tiny numbers to make one of them sound huge. So if there's another jar and it has two red marbles, they'll say, you have 100% more chance of getting a red marble in this jar than you do in this jar. Well, your chance went from 1 in 10,000 to 2 in 10,000, both small numbers, but your chance has doubled. Relative risk is the favorite tool of fearmongers because it makes a tiny number sound huge. Absolute risk shows the real world odds. Now watch how this plays out. You've seen the headline, you're 840 times more likely to get sick from raw milk than from pasteurized milk. That's a relative risk number. It is technically true, but the absolute risk of getting sick from raw milk is about 1 in 13,000 for the people who drink it. That is less than 1/100th of 1%. They pulled the same move with COVID vaccines. Do you remember the headlines? The Pfizer vaccine is 95% effective. That number was blasted everywhere. But here's the truth. That was the relative risk reduction. When you dig into the actual trial data, the absolute risk reduction, the real difference between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated groups was about 0.8%. Less than 1%. They could have said, this shot lowers your actual risk by less than 1%. But they didn't. They went with the bigger, scarier sounding number, 95%. And people made life-changing decisions based on that framing. It wasn't technically a lie, but it was incredibly misleading. And that should make you angry because it shows how much public opinion can be manipulated by the way statistics are presented. So whether it's food safety or medicine, statistics can be technically true, but still used to trick you. Next time you hear a scary or amazing number in a headline, ask, are they talking about relative risk or absolute risk? Relative risk, it sells headlines. Absolute risk tells the truth.